Hello. This track is a demonstration of the Steiner voltage-controlled filter that is from the usynth.net website. I'm building the second version of the filter. Since I built it, there is a third version. I would expect it's similar in characteristics to this one. I'm going to start out just with a sawtooth wave input and just some filter sweeps without any filter resonance. You probably notice that the filter's effect is rather subtle. It's because it's a 12 dB per octave slope. Now we'll hear it with a little bit of resonance kicked in. Now we'll hear some filter sweeps with the resonance control set just on the edge of self-oscillation. Now I'm going to add just a little more resonance to it so that the filter self-oscillates. You'll hear that the self-oscillation on this filter is pretty aggressive. One of the unique characteristics of the Steiner voltage-controlled filter is that it has very aggressive self-oscillation at high resonance settings. In fact, in the examples you've heard so far, I actually modified the filter to tame it down a little bit. However, I put a switch on it, and now I'm going to flip the switch, and you'll be able to hear the full range of self-oscillation, and you'll hear that it's very aggressive. So far in this demonstration, all the examples have been in the low-pass filter mode. However, the filter has other modes, and I'm going to demonstrate them for you. Besides low-pass, there's band-pass, high-pass, and an all-pass mode. Here's the band-pass mode. you can hear it's really, really very effective band pass. Here's our high pass. Well, the all pass, without much resonance, you really don't hear much from the all pass. So a little bit of resonance, and then you start to hear that peak effect with the all pass filter. That pretty well gives you an idea of what the Steiner filter will do. Let me set up a little sequence for you, and we'll just have a little fun with it.
Was.